The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bushu in Dinaway Magani Duk, Beshagu Benesia Kwe Indigo, Mang Indu Dame, Elaine Fleming in Dishinakas, Ga Osa Squadja Mekag in Dunjaba, Ga Mesqua Wako Kag in Da. Ah, me great Minno be Madisuin, me great Nin Menwendam. I'm here to talk this morning after a weekend of powwowing at in Onigam. What a good time we had there, my grandsons and I and all the good people of Onigam. That's where my father was from, Sly Cy Howard. My family was brought up powwowing, and someday I'd like to go into that just a little bit, the history of the powwows here on Leech Lake. But what I'd like to talk about today is about this city of Cass Lake and what was going on in 1899. And just a quick review of things that had happened to our people in less than 70 years. We had gone through the removal era, the reservation and treaty making era, and also the assimilation era. And so we ask you to consider, when you go through historical events and the trauma that accompanied those events, how would it affect your value system? And so just consider that as we talk about this little city of Cass Lake. Things that had happened prior to 1899 was the creation of the reservoir system and the flooding of our lakes, such as Leech Lake and Winnebagoosish. And when they flooded our lakes, of course, they flooded our cemeteries and our rice, wild rice areas, our cranberry bogs, our agricultural land. And we had not been compensated for that by 1899. They had also created the reservations, and that was in 1855 when they created that Cass Lake Reservation, Leech Lake Reservation, Winnebagoosish Reservations. And after that, there was the allotment era of 1887, and then the Rice Commission report happened where they had to come to the reservations in Minnesota and get the Ojibwe people and the Sioux people to agree to the Allotment Act. And they also did a census at that time. After that, we went through the Nelson Act, which was the enabling of the Allotment Act to make it actually happen. And then we also had the cutting of our forests and, of course, the loss of our land. And we had the Battle of Sugar Point. And the people, the Ojibwe people, had become increasingly impoverished. And out of our funds, monies that were set aside for us due to the taking of our land, the cession of our lands, and also the cutting of our trees, we might expect $10 each a year. Well, that takes us to this place that we call Gamasqua Wakokog, the place of the red trees, those cedar trees that are actually not even here anymore. And excuse me, they're the white settlers had come into the Cass Lake area, and they had come in with the railroad lines. It was known that you would follow the railroad lines and you could set up communities that would become very thriving towns and cities. And so along that Sioux line, which is along Highway 2, is where the people had squatted illegally. And so what I would like to share with you are some of the newspaper articles from the Cass Lake Times that had opened in 1899. And one of the ways that the Ojibwe people could make their money was from the dead and down trees, the sale of the dead and down trees. And of course, when you sell the dead and down trees, then you make less money off of that than the live, the green trees. But in Cass Lake, on May 10th, 1899, on page 5 of the Cass Lake Times, there was a newspaper article, and it was titled, says green timber was cut. Inspector Nestler reports that 7 million feet of green timber has been cut for dead and down. And so this is about the swindling of the Ojibwe people and their resources when they would cut the live green trees, but then they would sell them as dead and down trees so that the loggers could profit off of our resources. Washington, May 8th. Inspector Nestler of the Interior Department, who has been investigating violations of the timber laws on the Chippewa Reservation in Minnesota, reports to the department that he has found 7 million feet of green timber that has been cut by contractors under the pretense that it was dead and down timber. In response to his request for instructions as to the disposition of the timber, Secretary Hitchcock has wired him orders not to deliver this timber to the contractors until they pay the necessary additional $3 per 1,000 feet. The price fixed for the green timber by the government is $5 per 1,000 feet and only $2 for the dead. This extra payment will inure to the benefit of the Indians. It is learned that the 7 million feet reported above by Mr. Nestler was cut by one firm on allotted lands, and that much more will be found on the unallotted lands. Demand will be made on the contractors for the value of the timber, and most likely suits begun to punish the offenders for timber depredations. And that is one of the articles from the Cass Lake Times about the resources of the Ojibwe people that were being taken from us, and other people were profiting from those resources in an illegal manner. Another issue at the time was also these squatters on the reservation. And on May 17, 1899, there was another article in the Cass Lake Times, and it's titled, "Will Be Settled Soon, So Says Inspector Nestler in Regard to Our Town Site." Quote, "It is pretty generally known that Secretary Hitchcock has ruled against the state and its claim for Section 16 and 36 on this reservation. Following that decision, the state is making preparations to appeal to the courts, and George Leidick is also pushing for his claim to Section 16, the town site of Cass Lake, as allotments for his children. A few days ago, to the Times representative, Inspector Nestler stated that he would take up the question of our town site at an early date, if possible, and make his report to the department at Washington. It is to be hoped that his recommendations will be in our favor and that we will soon know our status. the question, the soon-to-be question settled is better for all concerned, end quote. It's just really interesting, you know, when you look at history and you look at it from the many different sides, because at that time, Cass Lake really was quite settled. There were hundreds of people living there, and you can look at pictures back then of all the buildings and businesses and houses and the streets that had gone up by these illegal squatters in the Cass Lake area. And in the next section, we will look more at the taking of our resources and the dead and down timber. And we will also look at this thought about these settlers who would be told that they had 30 days to vacate in June. So we will continue with this look at the Cass Lake Times newspaper articles and the issues that were affecting the Ojibwe people of Leech Lake Reservation or Cass Lake Reservation in this matter, but really all the Ojibwe people, all the indigenous people of North America in 1899. Chi mi gwech for listening today. Mi yu.
Ya eh ha, hey ah, hey ah, ya eh ha.